The first domestic case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was first detected in the southeastern U.S. back in January. It's made it as far west as Colorado since then, and spring migration season means it's likely on the move. Robin Corcoran is a bird biologist for the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge.
With birds, you know, moving from south to north this time of year, there's the possibility that it may, you know, end up in Alaska, so we should be vigilant.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the risk to humans is low, but more than 24 million birds have died so far in the continental United States. That's the second deadliest avian flu outbreak in the nation in nearly a decade. To be fair, most of those reported deaths were from commercial poultry producers culling their flocks of chickens, geese, and other farmed species to prevent further spread. But the virus has had about a 90% mortality rate for smaller backyard flocks. At a virtual avian flu update last month, Alaska State Veterinarian Dr. Bob Gerlach said bald eagles and mallard ducks and other wild species have also been hard hit.
Or this is a unique strain, and we are seeing neurologic signs as well as mortalities in wild birds. So this is a little bit different.
Corcoran says in places like Kodiak Island with large, vibrant bird populations, it might not be that unusual to find a dead bald eagle on a beach. But anything seemingly out of the ordinary should be reported.
We're also always on the lookout for these unusual mortality events. So if we see a large number of carcasses, say five or more, that's the kind of thing we want the public to report to either Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the state agencies, or to the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Residents and their pets should avoid touching dead birds they find. Hunters should also be on the lookout and report any birds that might be coughing and sneezing or showing any other signs of illness. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.